Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The deep ball, we can say, is back. And it didn't take much, okay? It was one touchdown. You might be saying, all right, hold on. Here's why it's back, because it doesn't take much when it's been as bad as it has been in that area for the last couple years. He now already, Patrick Mahomes, just with that one highlight, that one touchdown pass, he has more 40-plus air yard touchdowns this year, one, than he did in 2022 and in 2023 combined.
I don't love that.
As in, he had zero. So yes, that one is significant, and that one was on Cam Taylor-Britt. That was before Cam Taylor-Britt, before he made the great pick later on in the game against Worthy.
And if you're saying, well, how much different would that have been before? From the years of 2018 to 2021, Patrick Mahomes was second in the NFL in 40-plus air yard touchdowns with 44 of them. 44. You thought that number was going to be like 12. You were going to be
not
like
44. That's
nice,
for sure.
What yeah. a nice number that is. No, it was like 10 a year, every year for four straight years. He would throw the ball in the air that eventually led to a touchdown. So yeah, this part of the game did not exist. And I will take the one as a win. I will take it as in at least the deep passing game is back a little. He hasn't even hit Xavier Worthy for a 40-plus air yard touchdown yet. And I know at some point he will. They need some sense of that, especially now with no Isaiah Pacheco, because if you can't have the deep passing game, we're going right back. If you can't get a ball over the top to Rashee Rice or Xavier Worthy every once in a while, well, they'll let Kareem Hunt and Carson Steele try to beat him, because honest to God, that's what I'd do if I were a defense right now too. And we're going to be right back to the same dink and dunk nonsense that we've had the previous 2 years. And I'm not saying, I think someone tried to make the argument, be like, nobody wants to admit this, but Mahomes hasn't been the same the last 2 years. Look at the stats. I'm like, my God, I cannot care. The same person, the same losers who try to point out that Patrick Mahomes has the most interceptions called back. Yeah, that's called being smart, because he throws them. He takes risky throws when there's nothing to lose. Exactly what I want out of my quarterback in those situations.
Yeah, and look, the middle of the field has been more open already this season, and so nobody's saying that having yards after the catch and a 40-yard touchdown that's not through the air is a bad thing, or that they won't do that, because they did that the last couple years and won a Super Bowl. But it is so nice to have that opportunity again, and we'll see if they can build on that. But the fact that it already happened by week two is really, really promising, not only for Rashee Rice individually and for Mahomes, but as you said, kind of what it can mean for the rest of the offense and what they might be capable of doing. To have that on tape 2 weeks into the season against Cincinnati is a big deal, heading even into Sunday when they're going to play Atlanta, who Atlanta has two of the better safeties in all of football.
They do.
Jesse Bates and Simmons is back there. I mean, that's...
I can't believe Simmons was just on the street in August.
That was weird. I don't know. I mean, he was considered one of the better safeties for a while, so I don't know. Clearly, across the league, something changed. Something shifted. People don't...
They were wrong, you know, because he's still very good. Tyrann Mathieu's still been very good down in New Orleans, even after Kansas City let him go. But when you... Like, when you look at the importance of that play, it does make the simplification of those things easier. Also, it seems especially important because we had asked this question a lot last year, which was, hey, you've got no deep passing offense. I'm pretty sure every highlight you showed me when you drafted Rashee Rice was him down the field, jumping over somebody's head, catching the football. Are we sure that you don't want to, even though he's not a burner, are you sure you don't want to find a way to test Rashee Rice downfield in a way that works? That's the first time I've seen them use him in the deep passing game, too. He's great at the underneath stuff. He's great at the out stuff. He's great at the inside stuff. I had never really actually seen them use him deep. And for it to be game two already and them having an air yard pass over 40 yards for the first time in 2 years, I take that as a positive, a big positive. And someone's like, well, the dink and dunk offense won them two Super Bowls. I'm not arguing that. I'm talking about making it easier. I'm talking about doing it three times in a row. Now, without Hollywood Brown and without Pacheco. They didn't have Hollywood last year, but they did have Pacheco, and he was an important player for them. And I don't know if the new updated timeline that Schefter was floating around there yesterday of 6 to 8 weeks is plausible. But I'll tell you this much. If that's the normal timeline that somebody's suggesting, Andy's never been afraid and never will be afraid to take that 2 or 3 weeks past whatever you think that is. So don't be surprised if that 6 weeks or 8 weeks turns into 10, 12, because that's just the way he's operated.
But I wonder.
Yeah, I think it's big.
I wonder with Hollywood Brown being out potentially all year, before the season, if we were to have guessed, you know, who would lead the team in 40-plus yard touchdowns, maybe you would have said Xavier Worthy. I don't know.
I probably would have said Hollywood.
But exactly.
Based on snaps?
Exactly. And so now that we know he's going to miss the time he's going to miss, who's your answer? Before Sunday when Rashee Rice connected, would you have said Worthy? Now, Rice has one now already.
Yes.
Probably would have said Worthy.
After the Hollywood Brown injury, I would have said Worthy. Would or you zero
still,
again.
Would you still say Worthy? I guess that's my question. It's like, do we think Rice is now going to be, because Brown is out of the picture for the time being, Worthy has the capability, but are we going to actually see more of that with Rice?
While I don't think it prevents them from winning football games, as I've previously pointed out, I think it's stupid for the people that say those things. I actually think what the text line is pointing out is why I think it might be zero the rest of the way. You can't run deep routes if you can't protect the quarterback. And until they figure out what they're doing at left tackle with Kingsley Suamataia, the deep passing game, I don't think that's going to be a regular staple of their offense for a little while no Hollywood and no Pacheco. I think it might get a little more conservative offensively.
I hear you.
Maybe I'm wrong, but it feels like it might go that way.
There's a chance. I would only point out, though, that the same game we all agree where Kingsley was not good, he got benched and all that, they are coming off of the one time they did it when he was playing left tackle. I mean, so like the notion of like they can't do it. He has to be better.
I just don't think he can do it often. You know?
Yeah. And then we'll see once we find out if Kingsley's actually starting on Sunday night or is it going to be Wanya Morris? And we discussed the ramifications of switching this quickly. If it's Kingsley again, they're going to have to potentially help him out. And maybe it was because it was an in-game thing and they're going to have to leave Noah Gray in or, you know, leave Jared Wiley in or somebody at least to chip.
Not Hendershot. They just released him, right?
Yeah, I saw that. He signed with Kansas City or traded to Kansas City, got fined for protecting Mahomes on the sideline, and then he got waived. Maybe they'll bring him back because they don't have to deal with the comp pick
That's the formula. They're just being smart business. Yeah. But if you didn't, and I did not pay attention to the terms of the time, at the time they traded for Pendershot, they only owed Dallas that 7th-round pick if he played, was active for like 3 games.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.